their injuries, we know. There's a couple of these are little minories. Alex Keith, Lathan Vandermeer, yep. They've got little hammy niggles. Steve May's got a hammy. Charlie Spargo just rolled his ankle a little bit. Cody Waitman's coming back off a slight head knock from 2 weeks ago. So they're only little niggly ones. I'll guarantee you there'd be a whole host of others in the Western Bulldogs and the Melbourne Rooms that are worse than those that yep. we wouldn't know about. And the players are probably trying to play it down, but because the grand final means everything. So we talked about this last week. Let's celebrate some of these. And back in 1999, the Kangaroos, the build-up, Anthony Stevens, one of the toughest players that we've come across, he was carrying a heel injury. Let's try and work out exactly the extent of that damage. He's been good enough to join us on the line. Hey, Steve-o.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Going very nicely, my friend. You've got great memories of grand final week, so you get a little bit misty-eyed and reminiscent about this time of the year.
Yeah, it's a pretty exciting time of year. Come September, isn't it, with finals and, hoping to get into a grand final. I mean, I was lucky to play in three and win two. But, it's an exciting time. I'm really excited to actually see the Bulldogs and Melbourne go head-to-head on the weekend and, see who comes out trumps.
Hey, Steve-o, good morning to you. You fractured your heel and you tore ligaments in your ankle against Brisbane. That was back in 1999 in the prelim final. How did you end up playing in the grand final after an injury like that?
A lot of needles in the ankle and a lot of juice. So, interestingly enough, on the Thursday, Dennis Pagan actually, Pago said to me leading in the game, there's no way. It was a kind of 14-week injury, pretty much, the doctors have said. And Dennis said, to his credit, he goes, mate, I'll give you 10 minutes on a Thursday. If you can get around a training, he goes, I'll play you. So essentially he kept his word and I got out the track for 10 minutes. Couldn't feel my ankle hitting the ground after Dr. Harry Unglick juiced me up and on the Thursday. And pretty much said to him after about 10 minutes, I said, Harry, I need to be able to feel my foot a little bit. But I said, because I could not even feel my foot hit the ground at all. It was a real weird feeling. So essentially, I was a bit nervous leading in the grand final. And when I got to the grand final, I actually got it perfect. I had enough kind of feeling in my ankle that it was sore, but it wasn't painful. I could still run on it. So, the medical team at the time... guys actually nailed it. So, I was pretty happy with being able to get over the line and get out there. And, it was a great memory.
Can you remember, though, after the Thursday night training session, so you get out there, you're training for your 10 minutes, it's been juiced up. How did you feel the Friday when you recovered and all that wore off again?
I was sore. Like, I had physio three times a day that whole week and was walking down in the water, salt water and et cetera. And a guy, Roger Moore, one of our great physios of that decade and at the footy club, he was doing physio, just pushing the fluid out of my ankle up towards my knee, trying to keep off as much as I could. It was like, it was sore, it was aching, and it was black and blue up to my knee pretty much because of the work I was getting done on it, trying to keep the fluid out of my ankle. So, it was a pretty painful time. But, to play in a grand final and, Nathan Jones, who I absolutely love as a footballer, to see what he's, done over the journey with Melbourne to get them to where they are today and then to miss out, I have a tear in my eye for that boy. He's an absolute superstar and an icon of the footy club. And you do anything to get to a grand final. And, for him to miss out, it's just devastating. So, as much as you think you're a part of it, there's always that's going to be missing, for Nathan. But, just to get out on the ground, you do anything you can. But, that it was just a worry that I was going to let down the boys if I actually went out there. That was the biggest thing that was in concern with me. I had the courage that I knew I could probably get through after doing 10 minutes. But it was a worry. And essentially, I ended up not playing the whole game out. I ended up tearing... the pec muscle off the bone 10-15 minutes into the second quarter. So,
Steve, you had some of our text messages here telling us your first quarter was an absolute belter. So you had 11 touches early on in the piece, and then, as you say, you tore your pec off the bone. I'm trying to get across, you know, to an audience here. So, as you rightly pointed out and beautifully painted, the grand final's everything. So, you just want to play in a grand final. How hard is it to make the decision to go, okay, that's what I want, but what is best for the team here, and what happens if in the first 6 minutes I do my ankle, you know, badly, and we're one down? How hard's that decision to get right?
Well, essentially, in the end, and I've heard Arch say this, it was a concern leading into the game, but you've got to have confidence in your medical staff, and that's what I did. You know, we had a team of absolute superstar medical team that did everything they could, and they would have told me if I wasn't up to it. So in the end, I would never have gone into a grand final to, you know, and played in that grand final if I didn't actually think that I could get through a whole game, because it might have went down to the wire, you know. So if I had any doubt that I couldn't kind of get through a whole game, then I wouldn't have played. And you know what? The medical team would have definitely, with Dennis Fagan, pulled the pin on it if they didn't think so. So I was lucky I had a first-class, A-class medical team led by Harry Unglick at that time. And in the end, you know, if they had said, look, Anthony, you know what, we want you to play, but, you know, there's concerns here, then I would have just put my hand up and said, you know what, mate, the footy club comes first. It's bigger than any player, and as much as it would have hurt me, but I probably would have done it back then, you know, just to walk away. So I wouldn't have had any regrets in walking away and saying, you know, and being a part of, you know, hopefully sitting on the bench or doing something like that. So it's it would have been a tough decision, but I don't care what anyone says. You got to do it. It's team first, pretty much.
Talking to Anthony Stevens, one of the Roos' finest, fractured his heel, tore ligaments in his ankle against the Brisbans in a 1999 prelim final, played in the grand final the week later. The injury was originally diagnosed as a 14 to 16 week injury. Can you remember the conversation that you had with Pagan? Did he eyeball you about that, about you being good enough to be able to go out there and play?
Well, interestingly enough, I actually went in, because back then it was kind of part-time, full-time, etc. So, you know, we didn't have, even though we had the medical team, I had to go into Melbourne CBD to get jabbed up. So when I actually left the medical centre to drive back in, Harry drove me back to the footy club for training. And by the time I got back there, I got out of the car and I had no feeling in my ankle at all. So Harry was pretty excited at that time because he believed that I could get through a game. So he took me straight into Dennis's office and we sat there. And Dennis, as much as Harry was the doctor, Dennis thought he was the expert and the doctor. And in the end, he had me doing some, what he calls the ankle test. And he had me hopping in his office, hopping backwards and forwards and crossways and upside down. And in the end, I was able to do it. And all of a sudden, at one stage, something just went crack in my ankle and I collapsed to the ground. And at that stage, I thought it was over. And the look on Dennis and Harry's face, and Dennis giving Harry a cook and et cetera, and essentially he still said, I'll give you 10 minutes, son. It doesn't look like you'll get through. And I went out and actually got around the ground okay. My kicking was pretty ordinary. And yeah, but he eyeballed me, and he pretty much had the doubt because I collapsed in front of him. But I was able to get through 10 minutes of training. So it was a hairy moment at that time because Dennis could give a fair cook, I'm telling you. So.
Hey, yes, Steve, it's a great memory. We're just Nigel Eppen's the other one that springs to mind. Cooper Cronk, who we're told he played a grand final a couple of years ago with a broken shoulder or scapula. So it's folklore. You got there and you got through, and as you said, two-time premiership player. It's great to touch base with you. Yeah. Who's winning on the weekend?
It's be a tough game. You don't know. I mean, the Bulldogs have actually really surprised the hell out of everyone. They have that self-belief, don't they, really? So, you know, you would think Melbourne for you, Gary. I think Melbourne probably the favourites leading into it. They've played some amazing footy this year. But, you know, the Bulldogs, mate, they've been amazing in this final series, as they did when they last won it. So you just don't know. So, yeah, no, it's going to be a really exciting game. I don't think it's 50-50, really, but you probably lean on the Earl of Melbourne which would be great to see. You know, they haven't won one for a long time, so it'd be brilliant to see.
I hope you're right. Great of you to join us this morning, mate. Really appreciate it.
Easy done. Thanks, guys. Good
Thanks, Steve.
Anthony Stevens, 292 games, two premierships, an All-Australian, dual breast and fairest, ruck rover in the North, team of the century, and Australian Footy Hall of Fame inductee.
And loved by all Kangaroo supporters too.
Look at all the messages coming through.
Loved by all Kangaroo supporters.
One of the toughest. So if you got other good examples, Cooper Cronk, I remember that. He hardly touched the ball, didn't he? Just sort of coached out there.
It was like a decoy. He was a decoy, yeah.
Nigel Lappin, that was a famous one. I've had Big Johnny Brown tell me about that one many, many times. It was the rib, so he had to go through a pretty vigorous and rigorous fitness test on the Thursday night beforehand. So there's lots of them around. Have you got one? Did you ever go into a grand final with a little injury doubt?
No, I didn't. But I've told the story before. Shane Hurd stood up. We didn't even know that he had a hamstring problem. He stood up. So we had our final. Well, our meeting before the 1985 grand final, right? So everybody congregates for the first time, and it was about 12:30.
This is on the game day.
Game day, right? On the game day, right? So he stands up in the meeting and says, I can't play, everybody. I can't play. I hurt my hamstring on Thursday night.
What?
It's sore. I can't do that. I can't take this into the game. And so he pulled out at 12:30 on grand final.
I didn't know that.
On grand final day.
You must have told that at one of your cashies. You didn't tell that to us.
And there's two or three emergencies that have been named. So right up to that moment, they don't even know they're playing in the grand final, right? And so then Sheeds and the match committee had to choose who they would put in as a replacement, and they went with Steve Carey. So he got to play in the grand final in 1985, but didn't know until about 12:30 on the day that he was playing.
Wow, is that right? Great story.
That's a courageous thing to do, though, isn't it? To stand up, like, yeah, tears, you know, streaming down his cheeks, and that's like
surprisingly desperately left it that late.
He desperately wanted to play, but then in the back of his mind, he thought, well, I don't want to let these blokes down at the same time. I'll get out there, pull my hamstring, and then we're going to be one down. So,
and of course, the Collingwood number one draft pick every year is given the number 35 jumper, which was worn by Simon Prestigiacomo, who also famously did exactly what your man Shane Hurd did, just ruled himself out when they were going to be prepared to let him play, and that was an example of selflessness that they wanted. Send them through. Lots of examples coming through. Lines open here. I want to talk to you. Anything you want to have a chat about. You might want to talk about the grand final right coming up. There's not that many questions about the grand final to be answered at the moment, is there? Maybe a few selection queries over the Western Bulldogs and what way they're going to go, but there aren't that many questions. I think most of the footy world knows, you know, what's going to happen and knows exactly how each team's going to play, so let's see what happens.
Is Stephen May definitely playing?
I would think so, Tim, yes.
No, it's a genuine question. I've got people watching training and they're saying that he's just sort of wandering around. He hasn't broken into anything other than a jog. And
Again, I don't want to upset our producer, but when I spoke to him last Wednesday and he was one of the boys I interviewed, he said, I won't really slip it, that is, really have a red hot crack until probably Wednesday of this week.
Right. And Alex Keith, is he definitely over
the
line?
Same boat, isn't he? I think he's actually, it's amazing. And the two fullbacks are probably in the same boat. I don't think he'll really have a full on crack until Wednesday and then see how they pull up.